Oh, it's great to be here. Happy Friday, everyone.
Yes, indeed. Can't wait for the weekend. Now, a new release starting today. Get us in the mood for the weekend. Starting at 1 o'clock at Star Cinema is The Villa. It's a new release comedy. Always a good way to start with a bit of a laugh.
Yeah, absolutely. And this looks like it's a lot of fun. Almost slapstick in a way. Great premise. It's a young guy who's been convicted of a crime, and he's sentenced to community service, and the community service must be done in a retirement home or village. It's a French film, and it's this guy's real sort of baptism of fire into helping or assisting elderly people with all their interesting requirements. I think the elderly in this retirement village really get a sense that this guy's out of his depth, so they really put him to the test. There's one scene, for example, where he's cutting an older lady's toenails. And then she said, when you're done with that, I'll get you to do my Brazilian wax. So that's the type of comedy we're looking at. And you see this guy's eyes widening with every new scene. Lots of fun, starring Gérard Depardieu, who seems to be in every second French film. Yeah. And, yeah, a good way to start the weekend, like you said.
It sounds a bit of fun, that's for sure. Talking of fun too, Tuesday, it's the Cinetopia, looking back, and we're looking back to King Creole, 1958, Elvis the Pelvis.
Yeah, we thought, well, why not do one more Elvis? They've been so popular since we had not only the Baz Luhrmann film, but also the actual film starring Elvis throughout the exhibition. And many people regard this, especially diehard Elvis fans, as his best film, and I tend to agree. It was directed by Michael Curtiz, who apparently claimed that Elvis could be a fine actor going forward after the filming of this film. It's based on a novel called A Stone for Danny Fisher, which my mum tells me is an amazing book and keeps trying to force me to read it, and I'm just digging my heels in. But yeah, for anyone who knows Elvis's back catalogue will know that this film is a great dramatic role for him. It does have music, of course, but it is definitely one of his better rated films and very popular. So that's a one-off this coming Tuesday.
Okay, interesting. And talking of Elvis, the Elvis movie, the new one, the Baz Luhrmann one, is still screening and still bookings essential?
Yeah, absolutely. We've sold out the ground floor of every screening of this film, and that looks like it's going to continue into August, where we have a few more encore screenings. So that's definitely one that you want to book. Normally we say booking recommended, but this one's almost essential.
Yeah, okay. Now, the August program, that's online at starcinema.org.au.
Correct, indeed.
Okay. And the Melbourne International Film Festival, tickets now on sale.
Yeah, some of the titles are selling very fast. It's over two weekends, starting on the 12th of August. So if you want to have that festival experience, don't delay in booking some of the items there, because it's a great selection. And, some of them selling fast already.
Okay. And, of course, the Chambers Bar. We've got to keep talking about that because it is proving extraordinarily popular.
Yeah, very heavily booked tonight, so if you want to come, make sure you come early or book, and you can do that at starcinema.org.au as well.
Okay. Now, before you leave us, we started last week, we can't say it's a tradition after 2 weeks, I guess, but we're trying to build it into a tradition, which entirely means it's upon your shoulders to do so, because it is a cinematic or movie-oriented joke. A bit of humour on this Friday morning, a bit possibly being the primary thing there. So tell us about
I appreciate
it.
Gold FM supporting my burgeoning comedy career.
Yeah.
But we did have an older couple at the cinema during the week, and the female of the two leaned over to the husband during the film and said, "I've just let out a silent fart. What do you think I should do?" And he said, "I think you should get some new batteries in your hearing aid."
Yeah. Yes, very good. We'll pay that one as that crowd noise acknowledges. Very well done, Mark. You've done well. Pressure's on now for next week, mate.
Yes.
Yeah. Listen, you have yourself a fantastic weekend and a great week, and we'll chat again next week.
Look forward to that. Thanks, mate. Cheers.